you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Taylor Swift just made a huge announcement and the fans are losing their minds. Okay, check out what she just revealed on Good Morning America.
Tonight at midnight, I'll be putting out my version of my song Love Story, which was originally on my album Fearless. I've now finished re-recording all of Fearless, which will be coming out soon. My version of Fearless will have 26 songs on it because I've decided to add songs from the vault, which are songs that almost made the original Fearless album, but I've now gone back and recorded those so that everyone will be able to hear not only the songs that made the album, but the songs that almost made it. The full picture.
Full picture! Okay, so Taylor fans, of course, freaking out over this news. Love Story is dropping tonight. I love that song. And after decoding Taylor's cryptic letter on Instagram, it looks like her re-recorded album Fearless with six new songs will drop April 9th. Okay, so Taylor finally getting the revenge on Scooter Braun.
Absolutely. I love it because it's her masters. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you're young or when you're excited, you sign onto a record label and you don't even think about everything else.
Like, yeah, later you're just on in so life, happy to get it. Yeah.
You're so happy to get it. So I'm excited for her new album and the new songs that are on there. I think her fans are going to support her. I think everyone's going to buy it.
I think you're right. Her fans are going to support her. I just don't know if this is really about revenge at this point. I think this is more about making a statement, making a stand for artists out there to own their own masters. But I've said this time and time again, I don't think that she needs to be thinking about this is me versus Scooter. Scooter made a business deal that anybody would have made had they had the capital and the chance for it to be brought to the table. I think she needs to rearrange and stop thinking in that manner, if she is, because we know what happened last time. She got in a feud with somebody,
yes,
and we ended up with the whole snake gate, and it was crazy, and it didn't really turn out very well for her.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the best, I think, way to do revenge. Like you said, I think you're right, though. Her message is for future artists to do what you can to try to own your own songs. It is challenging for an up-and-coming artist because the label feels they're taking a risk on you, and so they really fight to own that. They're putting money into your marketing budget, to your studio time, to all of these things. And it takes a song, I don't remember the exact math, but like a song has to be number one for so many weeks for you to really make any kind of money on it at all. I mean, as you guys all know, artists make most of their money off of touring and the rights. So another reason why she's probably doing this too is for all the future times that movies or commercials or whoever wants to use her music, she gets the credit for that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want the, you know, 30-year-old Taylor Swift singing about 14-year-old things. I think I'm going to want the original. I'm going to want the 14-year-old Taylor. It's not going to sound the same. Her voice has changed. Her body has changed. Everything about that time has changed. The music will change.
But that might make it even better. Now you have a grown woman singing about when
14-year-old things? That's kind of scary.
I think it's going to be great.
I think this is going to be huge for her. I don't think it's... Maybe the old songs aren't going to get them... that much recognition, but the six new songs, it's going to be a whole new money pop.
Again, if it did make it to the first album, there was probably a reason.
Well, she explained that in her Instagram. She says because she didn't want too many slow songs or too many sad songs, or, you know, those, they're reasons why you cut songs and you put together an album the way that you do. You know, you don't want a bunch of slow tempo songs. You don't want all fast tempo songs. You want to have a variety, show your range, and you can only fit so many on an album, at least back in the day. Now things look a little bit differently. So I think, that was like some of my favorite songwriting for her was back in the day.
And I think a lot of people are waiting for this. I really think, I'm excited about it. I'm waiting. Don't you want to hear the grown woman sing the 14-year-old song?
I do.
No, of course.
I mean, I'm going to listen to it. I think it's going to be great. I just think we need to lower our expectations. Like, remember, when this album came out in 2006, it was not only the bop, it went diamond. Like, for an album to go diamond in 2020, it's almost impossible because people don't consume it.
I don't think she's expecting that. I think it is. It's a little bit of revenge. It's a little bit of, I'm grown, let me show you. It's a little bit, let me show the other artists. I get what you're saying. It was definitely a business deal and a business move for him. But she's like, you know what? I want my masters. You got to understand, when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles masters, can you imagine the Beatles are like, really? But Michael's like, hey, this is a business move. That was gangster.
You can't be mad at somebody for coming to the table with money to buy something. Like, it wasn't his fault. And I stick with that, but I understand where she's coming from. I just think when you get wrapped up in revenge and one-upping somebody, you often get your expectations kind of deflated because it doesn't go as planned.
All right, well, tomorrow, do not listen to the release. I want you to hear it for the first time tomorrow on Daily Pop. I want to get your natural thoughts.
Great. Okay? I will listen to it.
I'm excited then.
Nobody listened to it. Tomorrow, we're going to listen to it fresh on Daily Pop and see what we think.
I don't know if we can clear that music, but yes.
We can clear at least a couple of them, or a couple seconds of it. Not the whole thing, probably. All right, we've talked a lot about Ellen DeGeneres and the controversy surrounding her talk show, but how did that affect her wife, Portia de Rossi? So the couple is opening up about the highs and the lows of their relationship to People magazine on sale tomorrow. Listen to this.
To hear that anybody had any kind of negative experience was really awful. But you know, Ellen got on top of it right away. I mean, she was truly incredible.
I couldn't have gone through everything I went through without her. It was a horrible time in my life, and she was a rock. You know, she was the person who, you know, just kept me going.
So we don't really talk about that. You know, we talked a ton about Ellen and how she was feeling going through this and how her team was feeling. But what about when you're the wife of someone who's going through a scandal?
Yeah.
Because they're the one who get the most brunt of anything. Because, you know, we take things out on the ones that we love. And sometimes it's easier to be the one going through it than being the one watching somebody going through it and feeling helpless. Like, you don't know how to help this person out of this because there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Or you're giving suggestions and they're probably, you know, I'm sure Ellen was like, no, that's not going to work. But, you know, and you're like, I'm trying to help you. I don't know. I'm not a PR queen. Like, try this, try that. Maybe you need to do this. Maybe you need to do that. And then you get to a point where you're like, you know what? She's got a team that's going to help her get through this. And this is ultimately in her. I think you just have to be supportive. Almost like, but stay out of it. You're there for them to bounce ideas off of, but don't take it on as yours, because really that person has to.
Well, it's mine because this mortgage is going to have to get paid somehow.
But not take it on as yours because you're one. Remember when you're together or you're married, you're one. And I just say that because don't you have a friend or someone you're always giving advice to? Say there's a big scandal, I'm not going to mention any names. And then you call them, I'm not going to mention, there's two of them. You call them and you say, hey, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't go public with this. Maybe you need to apologize. And then they lash out at you. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, they don't listen. And therefore, everything goes bad. Now you're sitting there like, I'm trying to tell you what to do, but they're not listening.
Right.
So sometimes it is
Some people
hard.
Don't listen. And you know what's probably even harder for Portia de Rossi, because for the span of their relationship, Ellen's been on a high. Like, yeah, Ellen's been on Mount Olympus the whole time. So this is the first time you're actually seeing your partner go through something, because we all know in the 90s when Ellen came out, it wasn't easy for her.
No.
But Portia wasn't there for that rock bottom.
Right, right.
So it's probably a whole new world. But I feel like they've probably gotten out of this stronger. I think Portia probably knows Ellen's keywords not to say, because you learn keywords not to say.
Right,
when
exactly.
You're going
Maybe
through.
That's what it is. You just, you know your partner well enough to know, like, you can't be like, well, you are kind of a bee sometimes.
Right.
You know, like, you say that, and Ellen's probably like,
that's her trigger.
But, and you look at it. I mean, if you look at the two of them next to each other in that interview and Portia's talking, you can feel the energy on Ellen.
I know,
being
Ellen's like
don't
twiddling.
Say, I'm listening. I'm right here. Like, oh, Joe Jackson, like, get it together.
You know, but it was good to see Ellen vulnerable. I mean, it really is. You know, you think about it, like she said, you said she's on Mount Olympus all this time. She's just, oh, bigger than life. But to see her vulnerable and human is helpful, of course, for her image and probably for her family
her
and
fans.
Everything.
It's,
her fans,
it's good
absolutely.
For her fans. I'm a fan of Ellen, but obviously, like, I know how this game rolls. You can't always be Ellen when you're out and about, just like you probably can't always be Kim when you're out and about. And when people don't get that, it's like, oh my God, let me just go talk about the time that Ellen was rude to me.
Right.
Ellen is a human.
She's human.
Ellen was probably on a period. I'm on my period.
I was going to say, you know how many times you snapped on me in the hallway over there? Please, sometimes you...
He's a snapper.
He's a snapper. He was snapped. He got a nickname for me. Everything. And so he's human. You all don't believe that Justin is all beautiful and nice all the time.
I'm the first one to say, I will snap, bitch. Snap, crackle, and pop.
You're human.
For more on the Ellen interview with Portia, you can go to PeopleTV.com. All right, up next, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's Date Night PDA. A body language expert is here to help break it all down to see what's really going on with these two. Plus, Priyanka Chopra Jonas is telling us about the moment that almost destroyed her marriage. Stick around.
What was that?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker were recently seen holding hands while out on a what looked like a date night. Joining us now to help break it down to see what's really going on between these two is body language expert Dr. Michelle Cohen. Welcome to the show.
Okay, hey.
We want to just start right into it. This video, tell us everything. What do you see?
All right. Just look at their body language, the way they're leaning towards each other, okay?
Ooh.
I always look for the bodies. So you can tell when people are leaning in that they're very attentive towards each other and they're really into each other. Some people were saying that they were playing a thumbsies game. Not at all. This is a sensual way of touching and reaching out.
Ooh.
So if you look also at Travis's both hands, he's cupping her hands.
Oh.
She has one hand out. She has one arm out. All right. He has both hands. And when someone's cupping your hand, that means you are protected. Oh. You are safe. You can trust me.
Ooh.
I am here for you. And that's usually what that means when you're seeing that kind of activity.
Oh.
So also, if you notice a little bit, you can't see Kourtney's face, of course, but she sits up at one time in the video and puts her head down like she's laughing. So she's really into him, you know, sitting up and then pushing herself more towards him. There's also a moment that Travis wants to make a point. Now he's laughing. You see right there? All right. Now, see what he's doing with his fist?
Yeah.
He's pulling his fist back up. That's not a bad thing. That means I'm making a point to you. This is a serious point, and I'm really telling you something, and I want you to hear it.
Oh, he was trying to tell the edamame was great. Now, let's talk about Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. They are not afraid to show some PDA. Some people say it's too much. Some people say it's overkill. What do you think's going on with these two?
I think this is called a taking advantage of a really great photo shoot in a beautiful environment.
The shade.
The half breast.
You know what? What is, look at his tongue. Are you serious?
Yeah, I want some of that.
Okay, that's called a photo shoot op. Oh. Okay. So that's like, oh, baby, I'm into you.
So you're not buying it.
Well, I mean, come on. Look at her. Look at him. I mean, they're both amazing. But I'm buying it. But that's a little over the top. You're right.
No, we're not mad that you're not buying it.
Okay.
Because Kim still wants a chance at him.
Right. I'm not buying it either.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, well, let's move on. What about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles? You know, this is when they made their debut as a couple at a friend's wedding.
She's so proud to be walking with him. It's crazy.
But look at the man in the red suit.
You said proud, but I see you put your head down sometimes, and that means I'm thinking about a lot of things, and I'm not sure what's up here, and just sort of like, oh. Okay, or I don't want the paparazzi to see I didn't do my makeup well today.
It could be like, look, there's the camera. It's recording me. Crap, this is going to become public. Am I ready for this? Maybe all these deep thoughts are going on in her head right then.
100%.
Exactly. Yeah. You nailed it. I mean, that could be. But when the head goes down sometimes, it's like, I'm thinking about this.
But what about Harry? Harry's head's like held high. He is like, bring it on. This is my
woman. He's into it. That's right. He's looking at her. You know, you can also tell above the masks. This is the cool thing about being a body language expert is you get to read eyes. And look at his, he looks like he's really a happy guy. Wow. She looks happy, but she's still kind of like avoiding this. Like you said, you know, oh my gosh, this is going to become public and you know.
Yeah. I don't know why I felt she was looking down at the dress saying, why did I wear this?
Thank you. Thank you.
It's cobblestone, too. Dragon. She could be like, my heels are about to go.
That is true.
That's true. Thank you so much for joining us. We love having
pleasure,
you.
My pleasure, guys.
Very
fun
good.
Fun being here.
You guys can check her radio show out. It's called On the Couch with Dr. Michelle at latalkradio.com and her website at www.talkshowtherapist.com. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Great job.
All right. After the break, our new interview with Priyanka Chopra Jonas, that confession that surprised Justin. Plus, pink hair is all the rage. Can you guess the celebrity rocking this trend? The answer when we come back.
Who said that?
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Thanks, guys. It was fun. I appreciate you having me on.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Now, we showed you this photo earlier of the latest celeb who jumped on the pink hair train, and we still don't know who it is.
I'm going to Ariel Winter.
I'm going with Ariel Grande.
Okay. I mean, I thought Zendaya, maybe, but... I don't think any of us are right.
It's not Cardi B, but it would be. That's how she would stand, but her chest is small right there. So, who is it?
Halsey?
What?
That's Shakira?
Oh, my God. No. Is that Shakira? She looks great.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She looks like she's 16 years old.
I know. Pink hair does the trick, honey.
Wow.
Coming in pink tomorrow.
Looking good. All right. Priyanka Chopra Jonas is an actress, producer, and now author. Her new memoir is available wherever you get books, and Justin just got all the details.
That's right. We talked about Nick and the crazy thing that almost derailed their wedding. You won't believe it. Crazy. After reading one of the chapters in your book, you talk about stepping on a piece of wood the day before your wedding. I would have freaked out of what was going through your mind when you stepped on that piece of wood.
I was like, no one is going to rain on this parade. That is not going to happen. I do not allow it. You know, I just took some tweezers, sprayed it with perfume because it's alcohol, I guess, and pulled it out. I wore heels that night and performed on stage.
Now you guys have a new baby in the family. Joe and Sophie Turner welcome a little baby girl. Who's getting baby fever more? Is it you or Nick? Because I know the minute you saw that bundle of joy, you were like, I probably have to have one ASAP.
Not really, actually. I don't think it would take somebody else's baby for us to feel that way. Family is very important to us, definitely. And I don't know, whenever I think, you know, God decides it's the right time, it's when it'll happen. We don't take that pressure upon ourselves.
In her memoir, Unfinished, Priyanka shares all the details about her love story with Nick. And she also gets personal about her struggles with depression, plastic surgery, and rise to fame.
I got deep and I got vulnerable, and it's very unlike me because I spent a lot of time teaching myself how to protect my privacy and my thoughts and my emotions.
I'm Pinky, nice to meet you.
I watch White Tiger, and it's one of my favorite movies of the decade.
Oh, thank you, Justin.
I swear to you, it was so powerful.
I know when I came and I was seeking work in Hollywood, as, you know, an Indian actor, I was looking for leading roles. I was looking for mainstream cinema and mainstream entertainment. And I didn't see a lot of it. And I think that became a big impetus of mine is, you know, to go out there and tell stories which are South Asian, which are female, in mainstream.
You know, when I was coming up and I wanted to be on TV, the one thing I always said is, if they ever make a Steve Urkel reboot,
can I do that?
I would want to be a part of that. As an actress, if there is a classic movie that you would want to be a part of, what would it be?
Classic movie? My gosh, so many.
Because I can see you in, like, Notting Hill, The Redo, or I could see you in Dynasty, All in India. Like, let it all come out.
I like your whole Notting Hill, but I just did my first rom-com in this side of the world. I've done multiple in India, and it was so much fun. It's called Text for You, and it's with Sam Heughan, and it's Celine Dion's acting debut.
Wow.
I get to say that for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Celine Dion. Oh,
wow.
White Tiger's so good.
I'm telling you right now, I have never watched a movie twice in the same day. I literally went back and watched it again to make sure I didn't miss anything, and ordered the book right after I watched the movie. It's one of my favorite films. It's giving you Slumdog Millionaire, but the story is so crazy, you won't believe it.
Okay, I can't wait.
Weekend plans. All right, up next, you guys, is Rihanna giving up her Fenty fashion line, and drunk Tom Brady caught on camera what Tom is saying about it today. I love this video.
It makes me so happy.
That's next.
Hashtag. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for your Hollywood Minute. I've got a lot of tea to spill, so this may take more than 60 seconds. You have been warned. All right, now there's some Bachelor drama, and it has Chris Harrison apologizing. Let me try to break this down for you. Rachel, a contestant on this season, has come under fire from some alleged controversial social media behavior and a pic of her at a plantation-themed frat party. Now, Chris and former Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay talked about it, and he kind of defended contestant Rachel. Then he got his ass dragged for his take. Chris apologized, saying he should have been better informed. I agree. Rihanna is hanging up her Fenty fashion line for now. Riri and luxury group LVMH have agreed to put the ready-to-wear line on hold, quote, pending better conditions. Now, the group will focus now on the Fenty Beauty, skincare, and getting your booties right in that lingerie line. And drunk Tom Brady is a trending topic we can all get behind. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers held their Super Bowl boat parade yesterday. Now, Tom made waves throwing the Lombardi Trophy from his boat to another boat. And then he was caught on camera stumbling out of a parade to his car. Tom jokingly blamed it on avocado tequila. I have seen Carissa like this, so I know exactly what she's going to say. K Kim, have you ever been this lit?
Oh my God, I'm lit right now. What are you talking about? Come on, now let me have gone won anything 7 times.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, the Super Bowl, he's been there 10 times. He's 87 years old. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's the oldest player out there.
Ooh, not the oldest.
Not the oldest, but he is up
Who
there.
Who said that? Yeah.
Sorry, Tom. I would be lit, but you have to understand, he is in such great condition. He probably had one drink.
Oh, yeah.
And it probably just took him over.
Such a lightweight.
And yes, he should be. Hell yeah, he
this
should celebrate.
Made me happy. Me and my husband were looking at this yesterday, and we were just saying, there is right. nothing better than being drunk on a boat. It's literally the best feeling in the world. And if I just won the damn Super Bowl for the 7th time, I would be drunk on a boat.
Yes!
That's what you do.
Now, throwing that trophy, that scared me a little yeah. bit. I don't know if I would have been that drunk, yeah. but he was having the ball.
What he should have threw on was a mask.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, good. Ooh.
Why is nobody talking about the mask in Tampa Bay?
What? Oh, I didn't even think
we
about
were
the
just
mask.
Trying to
well, he was distancing. They had all been tested. They were in a bubble. They've been together.
Even back in the day when like people used to call each other and be like, we're going out and we're going to get wasted. I feel like Tom Brady literally told Giselle, like, I'm going out, honey, and I'm about to get wasted. So
and
when
he
I come
should.
Home.
People hold him to high regards. He's so perfect. No, he's human. Let him drink. Look what the man did. Let him have fun.
This but you makes know what me is? So nervous, though. You're right. Like oh
That
God.
Made me nervous.
Athletes don't drink
so
or consume anything
right.
throughout
Look at him. He's
the
crying
year.
Out.
Makes me so happy.
I love it.
No, athletes don't. You're right. They don't drink. So when you see him cut loose, I mean, let him drink.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rambles. We
I'm
got
sorry,
it.
Rambles got it. I'm sorry. Now, if he'd been sitting there smoking a blunt, there'd have been a problem.
All right. I would have loved that too, actually. Earlier,
I'm like,
we
you
were
get really passionate about the drinking. You're like, let him drink. We're like, we told him it's fine. It's good. We're good.
All right. Oh, so Kourtney Kardashian. We talked about the date she had with Travis Barker. But it seems like her sisters really actually still want her to end up with Scott. Check out this sneak peek at the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Do we think they're like hooking up again? I just want them to try.
I don't know, maybe. If he's fully moves on, like has a baby, does that, she's going to freak out.
Like, what's the harm in trying? The worst that will happen is they're like, you know what? We don't vibe with this.
I agree.
But they're also too to try.
I think they're afraid that they're gonna like mess up their good co-parenting.
Wow. Now Chloe said Court would freak out if Scott fully moved on. Do you think Courtney assumes he's always gonna be there for her if or when she's ready?
You know, it's hard to say, but I think she might have a problem. If he pops out a baby with another woman, you can't help it. I think she might have a problem. Unless she gets with another man and she has another baby with someone else, then it's okay. But if he goes first, it's going to be a problem.
It's always a problem if your ex goes first. You know what I mean? Even if you have moved on tenfold, you know, but not on that level. But I think for the sisters, they don't like change. They will give things 15,000 shots before they really let it go. And I think it's because they're just so used to him being in the family that they've been around when a new boyfriend has come around and the dynamic has kind of sort of changed. So I think for them, they love Scott like a brother.
Yes.
And they just want to see it work. But at the end of the day, if Courtney's happy, the kids are happy, and Scott's happy with their little arrangement, let them be ambiguously flirting with each other and not, you know, you don't have to get all up in there.
I think Kim's exactly right. They've got the co-parenting thing down perfect.
Yes.
I mean, and that takes time to get that down right. And hell, you don't want to like rock that boat. You know, she's been dating Travis. He's obviously had other girlfriends. So I think it's working. And truth be told, they, you know, Courtney wasn't happy whenever they were together.
Right.
I mean, they had their highs and their lows and their highs and their lows, but it was one of those.
Pops out another baby. That is the baby. I have two exes now. Their women are pregnant. I'm mad. I don't want either one of them. I'm a little angry.
The baby really makes it official.
And you say
like,
that
I'm supposed to be the only baby mama.
That's right.
And you say I snap.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's just weird because now they have the baby and the baby makes them closer and they will forever be connected. I'll never have a chance in the future.
Dr. Drew.
All right. Well, here's another exciting story. Kim, you are going to be on the Kelly Clarkson show tomorrow. Tell us everything.
Yes! I'm so excited. Kelly Clarkson tomorrow. We have a whole we're doing a show about love and Valentine's. And Matt James is on the show.
I did. Is he a cute person?
He was cute. He has a beard now. He looks a little different. And I shot my shot. I did. I shot it, tried to get with him. But Kelly Clarkson is hysterical.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was so funny.
She's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. She took one of my jokes and then she said, oops. And so then I took one of her questions. we were drinking. We had a ball.
Oh,
I'm going to be her new background singer. So everybody tune in to Kelly Clarkson after watching Daily Pop.
Yes. I love that.
Make sure you say that.
All right. Coming up, you guys, if you need style tips for Valentine's Day, whether you're going to stay in or go out, we've got fashion expert joining us to show you the hot looks inspired by Kim Kardashian and J-Lo.
And more.
Whether you plan to celebrate Valentine's Day with a romantic night at home or a low-key date night, we have the perfect outfit for you. Thanks to our fashion expert, Melissa Chatain, here to give us some options inspired by your favorite celebs. Welcome back.
Oh, my gosh. So nice to see you.
So good to see you.
I have four amazing looks that everyone out there is going to want to instantly add to their cart.
Yes. Let's do it. Okay. Start with the cozy night in.
Okay. So last year, the cozy pajamas were a trend. Kim Kardashian and Olivia Coppo were all about the fuzzy pajamas. I styled this really adorable twin set from SoCal brand Outspace.
How
it is? So it's fuzzy and cute. And this is a great look for day to night. Also, the slippers, those fuzzy slippers to make it extra cozy, they're from Dr. Scholl's Shoes, and they're made out of sustainable water bottles. So you can have a little bit of sustainability and fashion. And the tip here is, even if you're wearing this cozy set at home, you can obviously style it with jeans for a work-from-home look.
I love it. All right. Cute. And I love that pop of that bright pink.
Yes, and it also comes in blue.
Cute.
All right.
Very cute. Okay. What about if we're going to do a fun night out with the girls?
How Galentine's Day.
Yes.
So Kerry Washington and J-Lo both wore these gorgeous red two-piece sets. I found this one from Shoe Dazzle. It's $14.99. It's look how adorable that is with the wide leg pants all over the runways last year. That's a $14.99 look. Plus the shoes are $39.99.
I'm like, can I have this model's body?
I know. Kendra is pretty amazing.
That's really cute.
It's really fun. So the tip here is go for the wide legs, really flattering at everybody, and have it hit at the smallest part of your waist to elongate your figure.
So cute.
And the thing
those
is,
pants.
Those
oh
pants
my gosh,
are great.
You can rewear those a million times.
Yes. So now, when going out, you want to wear a mask, and eyes are the new smile. So the eye color palette that we use is from Blessed Beauty. It's basically made for your eye color. So it comes with four eyeshadows. So if you have hazel eyes, green eyes, it complements your eyes. And you can find that palette at blessedbeautymakeup.com.
Cute. You're
pretty
so
awesome.
Right. The eyes. It's all eyes. About the eyes nowadays.
Yeah, no one's seeing your face.
All right. What about your date night with your honey out?
So if you're either going date night out or date night in, the big trend here is going for a green slip dress. So Rihanna and Ashley Graham both wore a green slip dress that you can wear if you're having a picnic in your living room or look at that model or going out into town. So this, yes, I'm modeling it. This is the exact same dress that Ashley Graham wore. It's from sustainable designer Bacall, and it's size inclusive, and it goes up to size 30, so everyone can rock it. So I styled it with a satin silk trench coat, which just makes it a little bit fun and versatile.
And you look rich.
Well, thank you.
You look rich, girl.
Well, this is an expensive piece. It's $395. So before you balk at it and say, oh, I can't afford it, when you think of sustainability and the cost per wear, it actually is pretty affordable.
Yeah, because you can rewear that a bunch of different ways, especially that trench coat. That's so cute. That's like your main statement piece.
It is. You want to make, and the green just pops on everyone's skin color.
Love it. You look so good. Okay. Valentine's Day is the sexiest day of the year. So, you know, some of us are staying home all day. We want to just wear lingerie all day.
It is possible to rock a bustier and make it something you could wear at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. So Hailey Baldwin and Bella Hadid rocked a white bustier. And how we did it here on our model Kendra is that we styled it with denim just to play down a bit. So the bustier, I love a good Amazon find. That was from $26 from Amazon.
Shut up.
Yes, and I paired it with jeans that are from Just Fab for $26 with $10 sneakers from Just Fab. But,
hold on, 26, 10?
Yes.
This is my language.
So this is what I like about Just Fab. If you you become a VIP member, your first look is only $10.
Wow.
So the key to nailing this look is to pair it with the trench coat because it dresses it down a bit. So you don't even realize that you're wearing a bustier. So if you're in the shopping cart at Ralph's and you can just wear this, no one will even notice because you have to play it down. It's like a little sexy accent.
So sexy, and I need those jeans.
Yes, you do. Yes. I'll get you hooked up.
Yes, please do. You're so good. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This is
You're a rock star at this. All right, for more styling tips, follow Melissa on Instagram at Melissa Chatain. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, still ahead. Which celeb just called his sister massive on live TV? What the hell? Then how the cast of To All the Boys really feels about saying goodbye to their hit franchise. We're hanging with them next. There's not much that scares Robert Irwin, but maybe his pregnant sister, Bindi, especially after he put his foot in his mouth while recently talking about her on an Australian show called Sunrise.
Right. She's massive now. Oh, right. I mean, like in a good way. Like,
yeah.
No, like
Robert,
it's
she doesn't
it's special.
Need to hear that. Thanks.
Spoken like a true little
boy. I'm in so much trouble.
Oh, we love it. Well, good luck.
Don't tell her about this, please.
What's so funny is they are, I'm sure you all know this if you've watched their show ever or watched any interview with them, the nicest people. Oh, literally
ever.
The nicest
nice.
People
yeah,
ever.
Very nice.
So the fact that Robert even said anything kind of offensive about his sister just makes me kind of laugh.
All right, but then sister. He was apologizing. Oh gosh. Oh, I hope they don't see this.
It's his sister. He could say it.
My brothers, are you kidding me? They called me massive all the time when I was pregnant.
I was gonna
which
say,
I was.
Really? Oh, when you were pregnant. My brothers called me massive and I wasn't pregnant. Okay? I was like 12. Massive. I thought that was my name. Massive, come here.
Massive, get your ass over here.
Jerk.
I didn't think you were massive when you were pregnant. Your feet. Were a whole nother story though. Like your
feet were massive.
Her feet were wild. And she wouldn't give up on the shoes that she should have gave up on. Like she still wanted to look cute.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm not even gonna say the name.
I have a few photos.
But I am not gonna let
I have a few photos of her feet.
All right. Well, you know what? You really swell. It's a thing. But Bindi looks beautiful. Okay. Noah Centineo and Lana Condor are back and headed for college in the To All the Boys, Always and Forever. Aaron Lim talked to them about saying goodbye to the franchise and why Lana could not keep a straight face while filming.
Noah Centineo.
What was it like saying goodbye to Kavinsky?
It's bittersweet. You know, like in life, all things must come to an end. I feel like of all the ways to tie something up and to end it, I mean, I think this is a really beautiful way to say goodbye.
You know what I'm looking forward to the most about college? Mm. Never having to say goodnight.
How do you even wrap your head around the emotions?
It's so overwhelming. Let me tell you right now, I am fully in denial. I have not processed not a single thing.
I could really see myself living there, you know?
We both know what 3,000 miles would do to us.
With the first and the second films, a lot of it was choosing between guys and choosing different relationships, which is obviously appropriate to the genre of the movie. But something that was so important to me for the third one was like, okay, now I want her to choose herself. I want her to choose her dreams and her future and what she feels is right as her development as a young woman.
To All the Boys, Always and Forever is out on Netflix tomorrow. And since this is their senior year, we asked the cast to vote on our special senior superlatives.
You're gonna tell me who of the cast is the most likely to get kicked out of prom.
Noah.
Noah?
Ross and Noah.
Yeah. I think more Noah than me.
Everyone was saying you, but who do you think?
Yeah, me. I think me.
Most likely to pull off the senior prank.
Ross. I might take that one. I like to construct pranks.
Most likely to break during a scene.
Janelle breaks in weird ways, though. She once started crying during the wedding scene, and that technically counts as breaks, but like she was just so into it, tears actually began to fall.
Lana?
Yeah, I'm sure everyone said that.
What's your usual breaking point?
It's a laugh because I just genuinely, when I'm watching my, I don't know, when I'm watching them act, particularly Anna, she's so cute and she's so specific and funny. I'm like, Lana, disassociate.
Coming up, you guys, our favorite celeb gal pals. Can you name the famous duo who once played siblings in a movie? It's our Galentine's game next.
Yeah.
Today, Lady Gaga released Born This Way. This was also the same year she showed up to the Grammys in an egg. Legendary. For more on Gaga's massive hit, get out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. Yes, Gaga.
Yes, Gaga. And since it's Throwback Thursday, I'm going to throw it back to something that we used to do on this show. Kim, we used to read tweets on air, especially ones that caught our attention. And my sister sent me this tweet. It's from Maddie at mad_die_woman. And it says, this is a personal F you to Justin from E! News, #DailyPop, for talking about Taylor's body change in a negative way. Maddie, first off, I just want to say thank you for watching the show and thank you for hashtagging Daily Pop. That's very important to us. I also want to say I was not talking about her body in a negative way. What I meant was her voice is changing, her body, meaning her diaphragm, her throat, the way she sounds is changing. I personally am here for Taylor's body right now. I live for it, and I've always said that. And I will never tear a woman down or a man about how they look.
No, so Maddie, I think you were talking about the fact that her body's changed from 17 to 30, which is a biological fact.
That is just the truth.
We like to go with science here at Mad Die Woman.
That's right.
So, yes.
That is a fact. You are not a body shame.
But thank you for bringing back the tweets. I truly appreciate it. And thank you for watching the show. This weekend brings not only Valentine's Day, but also Galentine's Day. And it gives us a reason to play our Galentine's game. Yes, Carissa, that's what it sounds like. I am now going to test Carissa and Kim's knowledge of famous gal pals. I'll show you both a picture and give you hints, and you have to buzz in with the correct answer. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
All right,
she's so
Kim,
competitive.
Get it together. The first duo, they met in 1993 and spent a lot of time hanging out on Saturday nights. They once played...
Maya Rudolph and Amy... No, Carissa, wait!
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh, yes, I think you actually had it right. Is it Tina Fey and Amy Poehler? It's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Saturday Night Live.
Okay. The next one. These two ladies put the O and G in the video series, The OG Chronicles. They first met in 1976 working at a news station in Baltimore. In 2006, they went on a 10-day road trip. Hit the buzzer for the black
Oprah
people.
Gail.
Oh, is it Oprah and Gail?
Baltimore, come on. O and the G.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's Oprah and Gail.
That's my WWE. Okay. Right.
My brain's Carissa. Not working. My buzzer is. Damn
All right,
it. Okay.
You guys. Carissa, you're down 2-0.
All right, this one, I got it.
They're Finally, both actresses something. And stand-up comedians. One is a godmother to the other's kid.
What?
Kim, you really ought to know this one.
One
what?
Is a godmother. They're both stand-up
Wait,
comedians.
They're both stand-up comedians, and one is a...
Godmother to the other's kids.
No, that's a... Would that be me and Caroline Ray? Kim Whitley and Caroline Ray? No way. Not with that hair.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Y'all, somebody
better... Chubby Kim.
Did you burn that wig?
Honey, I need to.
I like
that. It was like not wore yesterday.
That's a hot... Ooh, thank God for Weight Watchers, WWE.
Okay, you ready for... Carissa, you have to get one. I'm sorry. Kim is killing you
that
right now.
That is my BFF.
I know, I'm not happy.
These two powerhouses met through their husbands. They enjoyed many wine-filled Zoom calls during quarantine. These housewives aren't very desperate, but they have kept their friendship spiced up.
Spice!
Sarah just...
No, Spice Girl!
Oh, my God. We are out of time. Kim Whitley won this one.
Bye, you guys.
It's the first time I won!
Good job, Kim. I'll give it to you.
I think
I'll give it to you.
We didn't even give it...